welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast today at Villa Park, the home of Aston Villa. I say this on every episode, but it rarely happens. So I'm going to point out that it's a beautiful sunny day, and it really is a beautiful sunny day. I feel like we should be, you know, you're at school, and every so often they'd let you go and work out, like in the playground.
Yeah.
I feel like we should be doing this podcast outside, but we're not. We're inside. I've got a new guest with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Hello, everyone. My name is Louise Roberts and I work for the Jockey Club. My role is centred around conference and events and bringing inquiries to our venues. So we have 15 race courses across the UK, as far up as Carlisle and all the way down to Exeter. And then we have 7 large courses that we have as a brand called the Jockey Club venues.
Okay, so you're based at Cheltenham.
That, yes,
right. Okay, cool. Everyone will automatically kind of know about the horse racing side, yes, of those venues. What other things do you do?
So Cheltenham, for example, we only race 16 days of the year. So we have another 350 something to fill. Can't do that math. To fill the space, essentially. So we try to utilise that for conference and events. So going out to B2B and B2C audiences, event producers themselves, like music festivals, to utilise that space. Cheltenham is 330 acres of beautiful Cotswold countryside.
Wow.
You can't get much more of a vista than that.
So I kind of assume in my head that businesses and event organisers probably kind of default to nice conference facilities in a hotel or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What are the, there's no deliberate pun intended here, what are the hurdles in convincing them that they should be doing it at your venues?
I think for event planners, our biggest hurdle, as you say, is perception. So a lot of people, so event bookers, conference organisers, etc., they all see us as race day hospitality and a race day venue. However, you know, when we do get the chance to show off our space as on a site visit, people quite quickly realise actually we're event ready set up. You know, we are used to hosting tens of thousands of people a day,
yep,
whether that's in a small, intimate, private box for 10 people to, so we launched the retreat, this festival where we had thousands of people in a huge sort of purpose-built space. So with bars, self-pour bars, etc. But we also then have fantastic facilities that are already built into the race course, like the Centaur. And Aintree, for example, have got the Equine Centre. So when people see that actually we're ready built for those fantastic spaces, flexibility, and teams that are ready to help you achieve your objectives for the day, whatever your event might be, they soon realise that we're not actually, competing, shall I say, with hotels. City centre hotels, countryside hotels, they all have their own unique USPs.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic for them. And if that's what your event requires, then, you know, go and utilise that. But if you need that bigger space or that more intimate space, we are fully set up for it.
I guess one of the things that you have that other venues may not is heritage. Is that the right phrase? Like history. Certainly some of your race courses will have a long history and stuff's happened there. Like there are stories to tell from some of the things that have,
yes,
happened.
Yeah.
How do you kind of utilize that in the way that you approach your marketing?
Not everybody wants to understand the racing side, but the heritage for us is just naturally built in. Cheltenham, for example, is you know, home of jump racing. We're famous for the Cheltenham Festival, and we're not going to hide from that. And the fact that, like I said earlier, we're 330 acres of phenomenal countryside with a massive racecourse plumped in the middle. So there's no getting away from it. So everything comes down to, you know, marketing our vista and the space that then comes with that to essentially deliver the wow factor. So for example, we've got the Panoramic, which is a huge restaurant that sort of, if I had to guess, I'd say it's about 30 to 40 foot of floor to ceiling glass that looks out over the winning post and the vista beyond of Cleve Hill.
Wow.
If you have an event in there, that's the heritage right there. And then we also thread it through into events. So whether that's something, you know, like the name of the space. A lot of our spaces are built in memorandum of incredible racehorses that have achieved great things. So like the Best Moat Stand, Arkle Bar, the Sea Then Bar and Terrace. It's naturally built in that heritage. So we might as well just strengthen that through our marketing.
I feel we've done a pretty good job so far of sort of illustrating what you have that's a bit different to
yes.
what other yeah. places have. Just to kind of expand on that a little bit more, I guess, if there's a business leader, someone that's kind of listening to this, who is looking to perhaps move their event away from what they've always done, what are the kind of the reasons that you would offer for why a sporting facility, perhaps a place that's got that heritage, is the right place for them to go, and is ultimately, I mean, it's all about ROI, isn't it? It's going to give them that return.
Yeah, exactly. If I had to say the why, I would definitely go down our ability to offer flexibility. You know, we, like I said earlier, we have spaces that can be small and intimate for, you know, six of you in an executive board meeting, right up to a music festival for thousands over a weekend. We have a phenomenal events team and an ops team, plus the built-in health and safety, etc., who are willing to work with you to achieve your objectives for your event. And we have a strap line for Cheltenham that is your event elevated, and that's exactly what we're there for. So definitely flexibility. I would say all of our venues in the Jockey Club offer a memorable event, you know, those vistas, the heritage. It's definitely something that I, you know, a lot of sporting venues can offer. But definitely if you're a race fan or not, you know, a lot of people like that brand affiliation. I would definitely say something about it being a memorable day for the delegate.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important bit. A lot of conversations, I feel people miss the delegate bit. They're all talking about the event organizer and the company and achieving it for them, and that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong in that. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to think about your ROI, your delegate is that person that's going to be feeding into however you're collecting your feedback, whether that's a net promoter score survey, for example. So if they have a fantastic day, they're in a fantastic brand, that, you know, that's essentially the best solution.
That lasting impression.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That is really important.
Yes.
And you're right. I think probably it's one of these things that it's very easy for this to become quite clinical about what's the right venue for me and
exactly.
my event and ticks all the boxes that I want. And we lose a little bit of that emotional side. And I think that's a really good point. If anyone is listening to this that's interested in finding out more about Cheltenham or any of your venues and perhaps seeing whether or not it's there's a conversation for them to have with that, what's the best way for them to get in touch and find out more?
Definitely. So I think our website is probably the best way. So you can go to jockeyclub.co.uk or jockeyclub.co.uk/venues and explore the 15 courses that we have across the UK. And of course, if anyone wants to get in contact with me via LinkedIn, it's Louise Roberts. So you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Perfect. Louise, thank you for your time.
No, thank you. It's been great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.